And my name is Robert Barclay, and you're listening to the Juke Joint Broadcast, 3 hours of blues and soul music on your Sunday nights from 8 to 11, every Sunday night. This is about the time of the show when I give you my email address. Email's the best way to reach me. I'd love to know you're out there. In fact, I know you're out there, but I love it when you confirm it with a short email. Send me an email, 2 sentences long. Let me know your first name and where you're listening from, whether it's in the car, on the car radio, driving down I-75 or US 23 or M-20, wherever it is, let me know. And if you're out on a pontoon boat on a lake with your radio tuned to the Juke Joint, I like to know that as well. And some people are often cooking for the week in front of them on Sunday nights because they know they've got some cool tunes to cook by. So drop me a line. Here's my email address, robert.barclay, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y, at cmich.edu. That's robert.barclay at cmich.edu. And thank you so much for taking the time. In fact, I got an email request last Sunday night, and he said, hey, sometime can you slip in some Champion Jack Dupree? Well, I'd be happy to, and I said I'll bring it with me next week. Well, I've got it here right in front of me. Mike in Ann Arbor, he said he's formerly from Cass City over in the Thumb, and now in Ann Arbor. So we're going to go back to 1958, Champion Jack Dupree on the piano and vocals from his Blues from the Gutter release. And this was a high point in Jack's career, in my opinion. And here he is on a tune titled Strollin'.
Saying walking the blues. Walking the blues, cause this is it, boy. Now I think I'm gonna relax myself. That's the way you relax. Now watch this. Boy, it's a hot day today. Put one foot in front of the other one and just keep on walking. Walking them blues. That's what you call sliding, too. I mean my wife. I ain't talking about my mother-in-law. Well, I know she's always there. So we're just gonna keep on walking it in. Thank you. Lane and Billy Lyon, they was gambling in the dark. Stagger Lee told Billy, Billy Lyon, let's take a walk. Stagger Lee won Billy Lyon money, and he took Billy Lyon's dozen hat. Billy Lyon says, Stagger Lee, God, what you do me like that? Now Billy Lyon, big Stagger Lee, said, please give me back my hat. Cause you know you won my money, please don't take my hat. Now Billy Lyon said to Stagger Lee, said, please, please don't take my life. I got two little children and a poor little homeless wife. Stagger Lee, would you do your friend like that? Say you won all my money and you took my studs and hat. Stagger Lee shot Billy Lyon and he fell down on his knees. He said, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. To the corner and he look up and down, said, I'd rather see you, Billy, 6 feet in the ground. Now the people start to weeping and some of them begin to moan. Everybody was worried about poor Billy Lyon was gone. Tina, na na na, Tina, na na, Tina, na 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 na. Say, I want Louis Armstrong and his band to play the blues as they lay my body down. I want 10,000 women to be at my burial.
Champion Jack Dupree by request of Mike in Ann Arbor. And that was a recording from his album Blues from the Gutter. Champion Jack on piano and vocals with Pete Brown on the alto sax solo. 1958. Now I'm going to turn to a new CD. I'm going to debut this for you. Ronnie Earle and the Broadcasters. Now Ronnie Earle has been performing blues guitar for decades. He's from the area around Boston. I don't know if he's actually in the city or if he's out in the burbs where he lives, but he's in the Boston area. And he was hugely influenced by Otis Rush. And he did a wonderful, warm tribute to Otis Rush at the Chicago Blues Festival a few years ago. And it was wonderful. He doesn't sing, so he records guitar instrumentals. But when he does have a singer, sometimes it's Diane Blue, as it is in this case. The new CD is called Beyond the Blue Door. Dave Limina, from his band The Broadcasters, is on the B3. Diane Blue singing and Ronnie Earle on guitar on a tune titled Why Can't We Live Together? with Dave Limina on the B3. That was Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters on a tune titled The T-Bone Stomp. And in front of that, we heard them on Why Can't We Live Together with singer Diane Blue from Ronnie Earl's new CD, Beyond the Blue Door. It's on the Stony Plain label from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Well, I got some notes from people who dropped me a line, as I encourage you to do. I heard from Ray, who said he's hoping to make it to the Ann Arbor Blues Fest next year. He says, I'm currently on M65, heading way up north again. He said he loved hearing Mavis Staples earlier in the broadcast. Also heard from Mark in Alpena, who said he spent the last 3 days, the last 3 days in East Tawas at the Blues by the Bay Festival. He was there for all 3 days with Fisherman Pat, and they traveled there together. And he saw a whole bunch of Alpena Blues Festival fans. And he said the lineup was stellar, but Big Ray and the Motor City Kings definitely stole the show. Good to know. I also heard from Steve in Midland, who said he's loving the 1950s bluesy, jazzy sound of the songs tonight. He said he'd never heard of Winoni Harris, so, well, that was a good introduction. I hope I'm going to play two more tunes from Winoni Harris a little later in the show. And he said, I love Dinah Washington. He said, we were at a restaurant in Cape Cod in the 1980s when I first heard her singing, and I asked the waitress, wow, who is that? Turns out it was Dinah Washington, and he tried to find her records for years. Every record store, I remember the name. They said, oh, you got the wrong name. You mean Dinah Shore? No, not Dinah Shore. I want Dinah Washington. And so he enjoyed that. I appreciate you taking the time to drop me a line. I heard from some others that I'll acknowledge in a little while. It is just about 9:24, and you're listening to The Juke Joint, and this is WCMU, your music and NPR news station. Well, now, another birthday I want to acknowledge. It was actually yesterday. Arthur Big Boy Crudup. If he were still alive yesterday, he would have turned 114. He was born in Forest, Mississippi, on land his grandparents owned, and he was born there in 1905, August 24th. So the August 24th was yesterday. Elvis Presley recorded 3 Crudup songs in the 1950s. So that, some promoter dubbed Crudup as the father of rock and roll. Despite the commercial success of his songs, he was never fairly paid for his music that he composed and recorded, so he worked as a laborer or a bus driver to support his family. But not only Elvis recorded his stuff, but Elton John and Rod Stewart and other pop stars. He had little education, and he fell victim to exploitation in securing his copyrights and long overdue royalties. After his death, his family, his heirs, finally succeeded in securing his copyrights and long overdue royalties. Well, let's turn to a couple of tunes that Elvis recorded, and not only did he record these, this first tune was the tune that Elvis Presley recorded at his first session at the Memphis Recording Service in Memphis, Tennessee, of Sam Phillips back in 1954. But 8 years before that, in 1946, Arthur Crudup went into the studio, Ranson Nolan on the upright bass, Judge Riley's on the drums. Here's Big Boy Crudup on That's All Right.
Told me, Papa told me too. The life you live now women be to die for you, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do. Yeah, man. Baby, one and one is two, two and two is four. I love that woman, but I got to let her go. But that's all right, that's all right. That's all right now, mama, any way you do. Babe, now if you don't want me, why not tell me so? You won't be bothered with me around your house no more. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do.
Arthur Big Boy Crudup from Forest, Mississippi. That was recorded in 1950 with Judge Riley on the drums, Ransom Nolan on acoustic bass, and Big Boy Crudup on vocals and guitar. My Baby Left Me, yet another song that Elvis Presley covered a few years later. I love that song, My Baby Left Me. Elvis did a great version, but I love the fact that Crudup wrote that and performed it himself half a dozen years ahead of Elvis Presley. Very cool also that Elvis was listening. 9:32 here at the Juke Joint, and now I'm going to turn to yet another birthday I'm celebrating on the Juke Joint tonight. These are birthdays, a couple of them were from yesterday, and the rest of them are from this week. In fact, tomorrow is the birthday of James Andrew Rushing, better known as Jimmy Rushing, even better known as Mr. 5x5, because he was about 5 foot tall and about 5 foot wide. He was born August 26, 1901, in Oklahoma City. He's a noted American blues and jazz singer. He was born into a family with musical talent. His father, Andrew, was a trumpeter, and his mother, Cora, and her brother were singers. So Jimmy studied music theory when he was at Frederick Douglass High School in Oklahoma City, and his father bought him a violin and encouraged him to play the violin. And Jimmy said, "Yeah, he bought me a violin, and then he forbid me to even touch the piano in the house." When his father left the house, he would lock the piano up and give his mother the key. As soon as Dad left, we'd watch him walk away, and then she'd give me the key to unlock the piano. So he had the encouragement from his mother. He was inspired to pursue music and sing the blues by his Uncle Wesley and Uncle George, who were musicians themselves. Jimmy toured the Midwest and California as a blues singer in the early 1920s before moving to L.A., where he found some gigs playing piano and singing with Jelly Roll Morton. In 1935, Rushing joined Count Basie for a 13-year relationship, and we're going to turn to some music with this wonderful blues shouter, Jimmy Rushing, whose birthday is tomorrow. On this track, he's got Sam Price on piano, Walter Page is on bass, Joe Jones is on the drums, and Buddy Tate is on tenor sax, among others. Let's listen to Jimmy Rushing singing, "I May Be Wrong, Boogie Woogie."
Come to find out, babe, what's loving somebody. home in the country and I can't keep her off my mind. She's up home in the country and I can't keep her off my mind. Every time I think of her, I just can't keep from crying. Bye, baby, bye-bye. Bye, baby, bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you.
With Sam Price at the piano, that was Jimmy Rushing from 1974 on a song that Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell recorded during the 1930s, the How Long, How Long Blues. And we open up with Boogie Woogie, I May Be Wrong. Well, I just heard from Eugene in Lansing, who's got a blues, he and Maxine, his wife Maxine, have a blues party happening on Labor Day weekend, so thank you for letting me know. It'll be a good time, I am sure of it. And I just heard from Cousin Rich, who said he's on the back deck of his home. He's got a nice little fire going there, and he had a great time last night with Jill at the Freeland Blues Festival, and he was blown away by Samantha Fish. And very cool. Larry McRae and Samantha Fish and others were at the Freeland Blues Festival last night. I also heard from Phil in Rancho Mirage. He and I have a mutual friend, Skylight Steve, and also known as Dr. Z, out west in Twain Hart, California. And Phil is in Rancho Mirage down near Palm Springs. He said, keep the hot blues coming, loving the Dinah Washington. It's impossible to have too much Dinah. So, Phil, thank you for dropping me a line. Let me know you're listening. I also heard from Arlene in Eastport, and she said family from Ohio are enjoying the Juke Joint on their way back, and I appreciate that. Kelly in St. John's is digging the birthday celebration for all these artists tonight, and coming up in a minute, I'm going to return to something from drummer Odie Payne and his work with Otis Rush and Magic Sam. So thank you, Kelly. And I also heard from John in Rockford, Illinois. He's a Lyft driver, and he is tapping on the steering wheel as he drives people to work. And who else? I heard from Scott in Sandy, Utah, streaming the show, loving the Dinah Washington as they watch the sunset over the mountains from their patio. Keep it up, Robert. You're the soundtrack of our summer Sunday evenings. Thanks, Scott. That is very good to know. And I heard from Caitlin in Bay City, who is in the kitchen cooking up a storm. So thank you so much for dropping me a line. Well, now it's time to return to the birthday of drummer Odie Payne Jr. Tuesday is his birthday. He died back in 1989 at the age of 62. But earlier in the show, we heard him as a member of Elmore James and the Broom Dusters. We heard him with Tampa Red. Now we're going to hear his work on the drums with Otis Rush on his Cobra recordings from 1958. He's got Willie Dixon on the acoustic bass, Little Brother Montgomery's on piano, a three-piece horn section, Ike Turner's at the piano. What a lineup. Otis Rush with Odie Payne Jr. on the drums, and we're going to hear a tune titled All Your Love. Too.
a good one. I love her, yes I do. Yes, when she loves me, she thrills me through and through. She go downtown, out to the store. Man, it's dead when she ain't around. I know she's a good one. I love her, oh yes I do. She's a good one, she thrills me through and through. When work is over, it's time to rest. I hurry home to her, I love her. I know she's a good one, love her, oh, yes I do. I know she's a good one, she love her, oh, yes I do. She's all mine. I know she's a good one. I love her, oh yes I do. I know she's a good one. She thrills me through and through. She's my baby. She's my baby. She's my baby.
That was Otis Rush with Odie Payne Jr. on the drums, Otis on vocals and guitar, from 1958 for Cobra Records. We just heard a tune titled My Baby's a Good'un, and in front of that we heard All Your Love. Someone else who also recorded for the Cobra label, Magic Sam Maget. And we're not going to turn to the Magic Sam Cobra recordings. We're going to turn to a couple of tunes from his Delmark years. This came from his album West Side Soul, recorded in 1967, and again with Odie Payne Jr. on the drums. Here's Magic Sam on guitar and vocals on something called My Love Will Never Die.
Where I lay your whiskey, and I'll drink my wine. You tend to your business, and I'll tend to mine. I don't want no woman telling me how to live my life. Yes, I'm gonna leave you, darling, 'cause I don't want no wife. Boss your men's, I bet I won't deny. Before I let you boss me, I'll rain down and die. I don't want no woman telling me how to live my life. Yes, I'm gonna leave you, darling, 'cause I don't want no wife. I bet I won't deny. Before I let you boss me, I'm ready to die. I don't want no woman telling me how to live my life. Yes, I'm gonna leave you, darling, 'cause I don't want no wife. Oh, I don't want no woman telling me how to live my life. I don't want no wife. Oh, yeah.
With Odie Payne Jr. on the drums, that was Magic Sam on guitar and vocals on a tune titled I Don't Want No Woman. And we opened up with My Love Will Never Die. When I come back after the station ID and some other messages, I will return to another person who has a birthday. We heard from Winoni Harris early. We're going to hear him good rocking tonight to lead us into the 10 o'clock hour. So you be sure to stay near the radio.